Dear Princess Sunbutt, Letter 104.
Dear Princess Celestia, I have reason to believe Discord is plotting something. He woke me up at around 4 this morning to ask me for acorns. My first question was why he wanted acorns. He said he forgot, but he knew it was very important. When I reminded him that he can gather his own acorns or snap them into existence, he said that they needed to be acorns freely given. I wouldn't trust him even if he wasn't being so vague, so I refused. He removed his begging face and replaced it with a pouty face one before disappearing. I still have the begging face. It seems indestructible and keeps reappearing when I try to get rid of it. Even banishing it doesn't work. I've settled for keeping it on a wall where I can see it if it tries anything funny. It doesn't move or talk, but I refuse to take chances with Discord. I suggest keeping an eye out for any acorn-related oddities near Canterlot. I'll be doing the same in Ponyville. Your faithful student, Twilight Sparkle.
From Her Royal Highness Celestia, RE Letter 104.
To my most faithful student, Twilight Sparkle. Oh, you got a baking face too? I still have one over my mantle from the time Discord asked me on a date. Thank you for the forewarning, Twilight. Your loving mentor, Princess Celestia. Dear Discord, I present to you, freely the gift of 18 absences of acorn. You might have better luck asking the oak tree if you can have the acorns, and getting permission from it. Or ask Fluttershy. Or her squirrels. Princess Celestia.
Letter 105.
Jingle bells, stupid smells, Twilight made a gun. Shot a changeling in the head because it tried to run. Hey, jingle bells, stupid smells, Trixie almost died. If you kill yourself to live, is it still suicide? Fluttershy's a hoe, everyone else is gay. Even though they're dumb, I love them anyway. Don't tell them Ponyville is K, and Canterlot is too. Except for one tiny thing, Blue Blood's a massive poo. Oh, jingle bells, stupid smells, you know what they say. Tia's cheeks go on for weeks and something, something day. Hey!
Merry Christmas, Sunbutt. Love anon. From Tia, RE Letter 105.
Dear Anon, please do not coerce my ponies into singing that as a heart song. Or Luna's ponies. Or any being's ponies for that matter. Happy heartswarming, Anon. The odd parallel with your Christmas festivities, where we celebrate another year of not being frozen to death thanks to the power of friendship and love. Your loving friend, Tia.
Jesus, that was so late. This came out half a year ago. It's already June and I'm doing this right now. I feel so bad. Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my festive donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, Dresden, Dospo, RuneScythe9852, Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Ryany Dragonwolf, Dwight Cornell, Gaggy, Secret Moon, Tall Russia, The Toilet Snake, Starlight Glimmer, David E. Sanchez, Trey, Pokekiller Zach, Soul Dragon, Dak Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., and Rainbow Dash. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and I will see you all in the next one.